Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. I have no idea what in the world just happened.
I don't know.
World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler detained by police in handcuffs after a misunderstanding with traffic flow, according to ESPN's Jeff Darlington, who is there. Gabe Neitzel joins us from ESPN Milwaukee. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy starts here in minutes. I'm sure you'll have something to talk about, Gabe. The thing that I didn't mention is that this is during the PGA Championship.
Correct. One of the four majors of the year. Second major of the season.
And now he's in custody.
So, a lot of things going into this, and we'll try to do it quick because I know it's a short segment and my show starts here too. So there was a fatality with a pedestrian. So a pedestrian was hit by a car earlier today, which is caused a lot of traffic and a lot of police presence very close to the entrance of the club of Valhalla in Louisville, where this golf court, where this golf tournament is happening. And once that happened, they decided, okay, we have to delay the start of the second round just because players are having trouble. They're getting backed up in traffic. It's taking them a while to get here. But players were the only ones that were going to be allowed into Valhalla. And if you've never been to a golf tournament before, and maybe you've not even seen these, but players are given, because usually there's an official car of the PGA or official car of whatever tournament you're at, and players will get courtesy cars.
Okay.
So, and it's marked, you know, official car of the PGA, courtesy
car. You know, it's someone of importance.
Yes, you know it's probably somebody who is supposed to be inside the tournament. Scottie Scheffler was apparently driving one of those cars, according to Jeff Darlington. So he was trying to get in, as he is allowed to, and officer tried to stop him. Apparently he tried to just keep pulling past him, but he was driving very slowly to the point where the cop was able to just on foot continue following him, pounding on his window. Eventually Scottie stopped. Apparently Scheffler thought that he was just a security guard, and no big deal, I'm just going to keep going. And the cop was very upset and eventually detained Scheffler, handcuffs and all, put him back in the police cruiser. I'm assuming he's on his way right now to one of the precincts in Louisville.
Well, per the video from Jeff Darlington,
I'm staying back.
Here's the thing. Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay,
he's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it.
So the question is, is there any way he golfs today?
So his tee time, because of everything pushed back, they announced about a half hour ago that everything was delayed by about an hour, 20 minutes with tee times. His tee time is 10:08 Eastern time, 9:08 time. So we're about an hour and 10 minutes away, or excuse me, 2 hours and 10 minutes away from his tee time. So depending upon how long it takes him to apparently get booked and post bail.
This is amazing.
But that's what we're talking about right now, with the world number one player. And the craziest part about this, I'm sure you guys did not watch Full Swing season one, but Full Swing is a TV series that, about PGA Tour players that was released on Netflix. They have two seasons. He was featured in season one. He is about the most boring person and like the nicest dude. Like, he is the nicest guy, like, for excitement. Seriously, and this is documented in Full Swing season one. Like, the excitement is they went, him and his wife, who, by the way, just gave birth about a week ago to their first child. Like, their excitement was going to a coffee shop and trying each other's coffees, right? Like, this was, this is like the most boring milquetoast, but just, you know, dominant golf player on the golf course. And somehow through this misunderstanding, is now in custody, presumably being booked.
It's amazing to me. I love this story. I still think he gets out there somehow. I feel like there someone calls someone, PGA calls and says,
well,
hey,
best of luck getting a police escort to the course. Is that about that's about the only way he's going to get there on time, right?
You got a show to do.
Get out of here.
From ESPN Milwaukee. Man, what a day. Friday morning is just getting off to a hot start. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.